Lively Stone's Meditations for 18th June 2023. Do not think it strange. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 to 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. We know that God is testing us with the natural upsets and vicissitudes of this life to strengthen and raise up our faith in him, to reveal to us his presence, his comforting, and realize him as our only refuge in a time of trouble. The Apostle Peter tells us that we should not find these troubles in any way unusual. Indeed, such things should be expected. The implication, then, is that none of this is strange at all. In point of fact, it should all be very familiar, because it is what we have discovered by faith in him. Our Lord deals with harsh reality, not wish fulfillment. And that is a truly wonderful thing, because it means that he is in charge, he is in control, and one above and beyond all that we are. Hallelujah. Strange things do not happen to us. The things that the Holy Spirit, the Christ within us, recognizes as the fiery trial, happen to us, and these are the things we fear. And that is when the challenge hits. Are we going to submit to the fear, the anxiety, the distress, or will we look to the heavenly realms and seek our Father who knows every hair on our heads, meaning every strand of thought that fills our minds, and is able to create those thoughts anew, turning them inside out to reveal only the way forward, his way? The problem for us all is that we do think it strange. His way is not what our intelligence tells us is true, but as we know from Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The problem for each one of us is that our intellect steps forward first and seeks to push the Spirit out of the way. For myself, these are words that have returned to me again and again. The revelation that he is higher than I. Of course he is. The challenge is always to accept it and make it the essence of your faith, so that we can all say, "Thank you, Lord, for loving me." Meditate on these things. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honour, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. And finally, prayer requires purpose. We take for granted that prayer is preparation for work, whereas prayer is the work. And we scarcely believe what the Bible reveals, that God's chosen way of working is through intercessory prayer. We lean unto our own understanding, or we bank on service and do away with prayer. Consequently, by succeeding in the external, we fail in the eternal, because in the eternal we succeed only by prevailing prayer. From Christian Discipline, Volume 2, by Oswald Chambers.